On Thursday night, the 21st, the theater will present They Called Me Lizzie, From Slavery to the White House.
There is a one-woman show that is coming down to us from the East Haddam Stage Company in Connecticut.
KB Sain is producing director of Sycamore Rouge.
We've been trying for years to bring this one-woman show into Petersburg, and it just so happened that they were traveling through the city to a production in North Carolina, and we were able to get them to stop in for a night and share their story with us.
The production, with Stephanie Jackson as Elizabeth Keckley, is the story of a slave who saved money from her skill with a needle and thread, and in 1860 purchased her freedom. She made her way to Washington, D.C.
Elizabeth Keckley is probably best known as Mary Todd Lincoln's dressmaker. She wrote a book that was relatively influential titled Behind the Scenes, 30 Years a Slave and 4 Years in the White House.
Keckley was born in Dinwiddie Courthouse in 1818.
Particularly right now with the Lincoln film coming out and people are starting to recognize her story as separate from everything else.
The production tells the story of a woman who set a goal and achieved it.
By her dressmaking skills really ensured a sense of entrepreneurial freedom, as did quite well, and it was as a dressmaker that she caught Mary Todd's eye.
Speaking historically, Sain said,
to know that there was a woman really born a slave that was then chosen to serve in their household, it's pretty remarkable. It's quite a journey, and one that I'm not sure many people recognize the significance of the fact that that was even possible.
Mrs. Lincoln became so close to her dressmaker that after the assassination of the president, she gave her the blood-spattered cloak and bonnet she wore at Ford's Theater. Sain pointed out that in Steven Spielberg's Oscar-nominated film Lincoln, the role of Lizzie is played by Gloria Rubin.
When Gloria Rubin was preparing for her role for the Lincoln film, she spent an exceptional amount of time here in Petersburg and in Dinwiddie County doing research on Keckley.
Sain said some of her colleagues have seen They Called Me Lizzie and found it as educational as it was entertaining. The presentation on the 21st is one of the kinds of things Sycamore Rouge can do, she said, since surviving the loss of its building last summer.
We're actually in a location that is much better suited for us. It's a really cool storefront space, actually on Sycamore Street now. And it has really allowed us to focus on the art and the art making rather than on trying to manage a building. It's been a really lovely transition for us.
For ticket information and to learn more about They Called Me Lizzie, go to sycamorerouge.org. John Ogle, WCVE News.